We're going to be talking a little bit about God's grace and how to access it. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 2, I'm going to read from verse 1. It says, "And you had he quickened which who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation." The word conversation there means lifestyle. "In times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us." God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, not little love, great love, wherewith he loved us. Hallelujah. "Even when we were dead in sins, had he quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And had raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them." Amen. So what is grace? A lot of us know what grace is, but we can't explain it. Some don't know what grace is. Grace, the primary definition of grace is unmerited favor. Hallelujah. Unmerited, unearned favor from the Lord. Grace is God's loving. The dictionary says that grace is God's kindness expressed or granted to whoever he's giving grace to according to God's own generosity, unearned or unmerited by the recipient. Praise the Lord. So God's grace is God's loving kindness being expressed or granted to us by the free gift of God generously by the free gift of God. God has given us grace freely. He's given it to us abundantly. He's given it to us out of his own benevolence and generosity. God gave us that grace without us working for it. Work and grace are mutually exclusive. If we're working, then the grace of God is not being applied. Now, that does not mean that there is no effort to receive that grace. Bible says it is by grace that it might be by what? Faith. Amen? It says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith." Hallelujah. We access the grace of God, the unmerited favor of God, the ability of God, supernatural ability of God. Grace is also supernatural ability or divine ability for us to do things. Amen? That God has ordained that we should do. God does not provide grace for us to do things he has not ordained us to do. If you don't have grace for it, it means you were not called to do it. Hallelujah. When God calls us to do things, we have grace to do them. Praise the Lord Jesus. He provides grace. But I just want us to feed, because he puts the desires in our hearts to do things. Things we did not desire before we got saved. Hallelujah. God cannot put desire for marijuana inside of you when you are saved. That is the devil. We train our senses to discern between good and evil. Amen. And to know that which is of God and that which is not of God. When God commands us to do anything, he's giving us grace or ability to do it. Grace is divine ability. It's supernatural strength and power to do things that we couldn't ordinarily do in the absence of that grace. Amen? Hallelujah. And this grace, we walk in it by faith. Hallelujah. It is by grace that we stand in Christ. We're standing by grace. Hallelujah. We are expanding by grace. We are doing living right by grace. Without the grace of God, you and I won't be living right. We'll just be like everybody else. It is by the grace of God that we're doing what we're doing. Without that grace, we can't do anything. Hallelujah. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. He's talking about that grace. But grace has been given to us. Grace is a spirit. The Bible talks about the spirit of grace. We should not do despite or despise the spirit of grace. We have been given grace. When you find yourself doing something now you never could do before, witnessing to other people is by grace. If you're not witnessing, it is that you have not decided to exercise that grace. But it is in your life. Grace says that we depend upon the Lord. The grace of God that we received in Christ Jesus changes us into new creatures. Now, it removes everything that is ungodly and puts the nature of God into us, but does not destroy our individuality. We still know ourselves. You get what I'm saying? But he's taking out the evil nature. He's taking out the evil nature. No believer born again has evil in his spirit or her spirit. There's no evil in our spirits. Hallelujah. It says, by grace are ye saved through faith. That word saved there is the Greek word sozo, and it means to be safe from danger. It means to be delivered from the power of darkness. It means to be delivered from spiritual death, which is separation from God that gave us the evil nature. The wickedness that was in man, that was how it came, from separation from God. When we get saved, we receive the nature of God. God delivers us from the power of darkness and gives us eternal life. This salvation brings us the new nature. It keeps us from danger, from peril, from loss. It restores health to us. Salvation delivers us from disease and from destruction. If you say, I'm saved, what you're saying is, I've been delivered from destruction. But what you don't know, the devil can keep you believing that you're still in destruction. He can keep one believing that he's still helpless. He can keep one believing that they're still sinners. He can still make that person believe that the abuse they experienced when they were children is enough to keep them down. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. All things are become new, and all these things are of God. The mental agony of a wrong childhood is not enough to stop a believer. That you didn't have a dad is not enough to stop a believer. Oh, my mom was not there. Is not enough to stop you, because a new thing has begun in your life. God is doing a new thing, or he has done a new thing. It's different from the old. Forget about the old. So he tells us to do something. He says, be not conformed to this world, to the former way of thinking, the former way of doing things. Be not conformed to this world. Don't be conformed to the way the world thinks, the way they reason, the things that they believe. We're not supposed to listen to man, but to God, because the man does not even know what he's talking about. Man, half the time, is confused. It's only God who knows everything. Hallelujah. Bible says we know all things because the anointing which abides in us teaches us all things. It's the anointing through the word of God that shows us things that makes us look all knowing. Hallelujah. Because the seed of God's word produces life. Hallelujah. Now, the salvation that we received says that we cannot suffer loss. We lose nothing. We cannot be destroyed. When people do things to us and think that they destroy us or can destroy us, it doesn't hold. The reason is that life is more than just natural life. Hallelujah. Whatever you suffered before is not enough to stop your tomorrow. The devil is not a factor in your life. You cannot be stopped. To think that you can be stopped handicaps you. There's always this, you know, I listened to something. Some president of a university was telling her students on their graduation. And by the time she was done talking, she kneecapped the children because she made them feel victims, second-class citizens, and just made them feel like, you know, you're going out there, everybody's against you. Everybody's not against you. Hallelujah. Everybody's not against you. Everybody's not against you. You may think it, you may believe it, it will only stop you. As long as you keep thinking that way, reasoning that way, you'll be stopped. And you'll be the only one stopped. Everybody will make progress. All right. Grace is unmerited, but it has conditions. The conditions are not laborious. So you don't think that, oh, I'm going to work so hard for it. No, it's unmerited, but it still has a condition. What is that? That you receive Jesus into your life as Lord. It's a condition. And that you believe God. The level to which you believe God is the level of grace that you will enjoy. Everyone who has been successful in the kingdom did it by faith, by grace through faith. God provided the grace, but they accessed it through faith. If you're not ready to believe what God has said, you're not ready to access the grace of God. That's why he said to us, by grace, he says, for by grace are ye saved through faith. That not of yourselves. It did not originate from you. It is a gift. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The Bible tells us, if any man glory, let him glory in the Lord. If you're able to cast out devils, it's by grace. And all of us are supposed to cast out devils. It's by the grace of God. So I'm supposed to believe what? That I'm saved. I'm safe from danger. I am delivered from disease and destruction. I'm delivered. I've been made whole. It's salvation. Sozo means to be made whole, to make something that was broken whole. I have been made whole. I am not dysfunctional. First comes the faith of God, my believing God, then comes the manifestation of that which I have believed. With some people are waiting to see it before they believe it. They say seeing is believing. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Christ, seeing is not believing. What you see, you don't need to believe. You now know. In Christ, we hear and believe. We believe things we do not see, but we are assured of them because God said them in his word. God's word is our roadmap. It is the basis of our faith. The Bible tells us that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So it is the amount of God's word. If your faith is not in you, go hear God's word. Read it. Go and hear it. If there's nobody that you're listening to and all of that, just be saying what you're reading. Be saying it to yourself. Meditate upon the word of God. Alert upon it. Dwell on it until it becomes a part of your inner consciousness. Then it becomes activated in your life. So we're preserved. When we're saved, we're preserved. So whether if destruction comes or a plague comes into town, let your shield of faith, take up your shield of faith. Don't wait until it hits you. Take up your shield of faith. That's how we live by faith. The Bible said the just shall live by faith. It says there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plagues come near your dwelling. So that plague, if it's coming, it's not coming near my dwelling. People are going to come to you. Say, you soon catch it. You say, no, I'm not going to catch it because no evil will come. No plague shall come near my dwelling. That's my faith. That's what I believe. You say, you can't believe that nonsense. All right, that's your thing. You are the world. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's how we partake of the divine nature. That's how we live the supernatural life. That's how we access the grace of God, the power of God, God's divine ability made available to us. We access it by faith, by believing that what God said is so and declaring it. He said that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. This grace we're talking about, it's so much. Hallelujah. It's so much. So we take a part of it and enjoy it here. Hallelujah. Say, Father, I receive grace to function in this office that you've called me to. Thank you, Father. Sometimes you're given things to do or you find yourself. You see, prayer also gives us access to God's grace. Father, I'm not sure what to do here. Guide me. Open my eyes to see the solution to this thing. So when things are thrown at you, don't just throw up your hands. Just say, Lord, what should I do? The Holy Ghost guides us into all truth. Do you think there's anything too difficult for God that God doesn't know? We access that library of God, the library of God, by prayer. We say, Father, what should I do? Praise the Lord. But God knows all things. God knows. The AI is limited to what man knows. We have to believe God. Anybody who tells you is by their feelings, is by what they think, is by what the professor said, is what my friend said, is what that sister down the road said, is fooling with you. And that person does not know what they're talking about, and all of you will fall into a ditch, wet ditch. When the blind lead the blind, they both fall into where? A ditch. Light. The word of God is light. Hallelujah. The word of God is light. We should walk in the light as he is in the light. Praise the Lord. If you want to walk in victory, you've got to walk by faith. The Bible says, this is the victory that overcometh the world. It doesn't say this might be the victory. This is one of the ways that you'll be victorious. It doesn't say that. 1 John chapter 5. Hallelujah. It says, For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Whatever comes out of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Is the victory that overcomes the world is our faith. Our faith is confidence in the word of God. So it is actually the word of God that overcomes the world. So when we agree with the word of God, we will overcome. You have to, if there's any place where you have to stubbornly hold on to something, it is the word of God. For you to enjoy victory this year, it has to be by the word of God. You got to see things, not from man's perspective, but from God's word, God's eyes, God's way of reasoning and doing things. That is the only way we can walk with God. God does not want us to remain children, little children forever. He doesn't want to keep going. He wants us to become sons. The word sons, when we see it in the Bible, is talking about there are various words used for sons. He wants us to become full-grown sons of God and daughters of God. We like that. So that we're no longer tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. People don't just walk up to you and say, you see, I know they say by his stripes you're healed and Jesus paid, but I know many people that have died of their sickness and died of their disease. In fact, Pastor so-and-so died of this. Pastor this, that died of that. That great man of God, you know, he wasn't healing. He died of another disease. You know what is happening? You know who's attacking you? It is not that person. It is the devil. The devil wants you to not have absolute confidence in the word of God. Now, remember where God is going with us. Adam was walking with God in his natural state. It was normal and regular to walk with God. It was not it wasn't something that he didn't know any other way to live. Then man fell and learned the ways of the fallen nature, and fear came into man. Uncertainty came, doubt, unbelief came. But now that we have been born again, restored back, redeemed, God is now telling us, forget about this way that you've been living and the fears that you've been having, and walk with me the way that I walk. So we're called to live by faith. God wants us to live by faith. God wants us to believe that things are going to be okay even when nobody thinks that they're going to be okay. He says, say to the righteous, it shall be well with him. It's all going to turn out well.